Looks like I'm getting my groove back. My flow. Looks like I'm connected again. I found myself decoding, deprogramming, dissolving. And it's mystical and beautiful and terrifying. I'm terrified. Yes, that other language. What are we without words? What if there are no words for my experience? What if I can only just be in this void that is in fact everything, a paradox? We want to embrace each other, really. We want to feel each other's skin, each other's breath. We want nearness, we want intimacy. Instead we penetrate, we conquer, we pretend. We pretend to have it all together. We pretend to be important, busy, successful. We pretend that we absolutely do not pretend. We want to escape what our elders called endurance and dignity. Instead, we want to stay young. We want to be glamorous. We want to be seen. We want to be followed. And with wanting all these things, we escape our beauty. The beauty that we inhabit is more than just the amount of time we spend in keeping it. Some never age. They harbor the wisdom and keep it in their hearts. And with every beat it becomes more meaningful, goes deeper. We claim to be individuals with individual taste and an individual smile. But then we're just copycats. We could sit still. We could just hold each other. Instead, we talk too much. Small talk. To cover the silence. To cover the obvious. To cover up. I don't want to meet exciting people. I don't want to meet important people. I just want to meet people. People with stories. People with wounds. I want what's real. What's there in the moment. And some things cannot be touched.